Let's Talk Ministry, reading out of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, starting in verse 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. Excuse me. My son, do not lose sight of these things. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror or ruin of the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Great words in Proverbs chapter 3. A lot of us just are probably really aware of 5 and 6, and so, but again, it's an opportunity for a heart to be able to walk in wisdom, if this heart is going to be willing to allow the Father's teachings to be accepted, open their heart to that, keep his commands. And so I was just looking at verse 19. What a wonderful thought to think about. The Lord by wisdom formed the earth, and understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down their dew. Just a reminder, as you think about creation, the little things and the big things of creation. You know, you walk out, it's dew on the grass in the morning. And then the huge part of the knowledge of, say, okay, look, this is how we're going to form this. We're going to make this. And then God's going to sustain that. So often life is busy. So often life is overwhelming. So often we're distracted by so many other things where, as you read through Proverbs, if this person would be willing to say, okay, Lord, we know that you have wisdom, you founded the earth, you established the heavens. We as a son, we need to keep our eyes on those things. We as a son need to be aware of wisdom and discretion, being willing to be taught, being willing to see, oh, if I get involved in this, then there could be the consequences of this, or this could cost me, or this could be a distraction to where I'm going. And so being aware of what that is for you will lead you for your life and for your soul and for the adornment of your neck, and then you can walk securely. Because why? Not because you're walking in strength and your wisdom and your understanding. You're going back and reminded, wait, hold on a second, there's a creator here, there's a father that has a plan and a purpose. He has given me opportunity to be able to walk with wisdom. He is opening my heart to be able to walk in discretion, to see what's going on around me, to be aware of those things. And so what a wonderful passage for us to be able to think about. Then it goes, you know, you're walking securely, you'll have the opportunity to lie down, you'll sleep well. If something sudden happens, we don't have to be afraid of the wicked. Why? Because we know that our God is with us and we have the confidence in that. So kind of elaborating maybe a little bit more on Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, but just the opportunity for you and I today. One, pause, verse 19. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. So there's things that are taking place. There's a plan and a purpose today in what we know. The knowledge broke open. And so you get earth and you get dew this as tomorrow morning as you wake up. Hopefully it'll still be a little bit cooler. And now we have the opportunity to say, okay, look, do I want to walk in wisdom? Do I want someone's words to have effect in my life to help me navigate the things that are going on around me? And so that's an opportunity for us to be able to receive that, be able to receive God's word, and then walk in that. So looking forward to the Friday. I have no idea what that's going to look like, but I know the one who does. And so, Father, as we open your word, just briefly, let's talk on a Friday morning, Proverbs chapter 3. God, you've given us wisdom. You've given us understanding. You've given us the opportunity to walk in with discretion, but we have to choose that. And so I pray that you would allow us as individuals, sons and daughters, to have humble hearts and to walk in truth. Thank you for a new day, Lord. And so we need your help. And so we ask for strength and wisdom. We love you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.